Good afternoon, everybody. Back for another edition of Whether or Nots, and got a great guest as we're just getting ready to kick off. Is it going to go today with the air show or not? We've been keeping an eye on the weather. NOAA, National Weather Service, has been, and I think we're going to avoid the bad stuff. Right, Wes?
I think so.
It looks like. We may get a little something-something, but nothing too crazy.
Nothing too crazy.
Yeah. I'm here with Wes Adkins, and Wes is a national aviation meteorologist. Now, there's some people right now going, that's nice. That's got a nice ring to it. But what is a national NAM for short. We call them NAM. So,
not to be confused with the weather model out there.
Yeah, that's true. There's a couple of those acronyms where you're going, now let's see, which one? We got two or three options here, and that's one of them, the NAM.
It's all context.
Wes, let's start off with that. What do you do? Let's get right into kind of what do you do as a national aviation? First of all, you're back east. You can talk about that and kind of what your role is in protecting aviation across our airspace.
Sure. So, Mitch, you and I are colleagues. Yep. We both work at the Aviation Weather Center. So not only underneath the Weather Service, the National Weather Service, but also Aviation Weather Center. So like you, I'm focused on aviation. But I have a national scope, and the main thing what I tell people I do is I give weather information to air traffic control specialists, air traffic management specialists. So if you think about, okay, I mean, I realize that we've got an audience who is very accustomed to flying places in the skies, but I'm going to use a dumbed-down analogy.
That's good for me.
Let's just say we've got a traffic jam, road construction on Interstate 41.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I'm going to forecast basically what may impact. Like, did you know there's going to be construction during this event? You might plan accordingly. The traffic may need to be metered. They might, you've been into big cities, like I'm sure Chicago has some where you enter a freeway and there's like there's a red light right before you get on the freeway. And
right.
sometimes it's red
right.
and
right.
you don't get to go. So I don't necessarily push those buttons. I just tell air traffic management specialists at the FAA that there's some sort of weather event, there's some sort of weather entity that is going to impact how many aircraft they can get to a terminal, that's going to impact how many aircraft descend into a TRACON at the same time. Mm. Because airspace gets crowded. You mm-hmm. think, oh, you look in those high heavens, my gosh, there's so much space out there.
It's wide open.
It's wide open.
Right.
But it only takes one to, like, you know,
yep.
make contact, and that's bad. So likewise, as they say in air traffic, we can do a lot before you take off. Mm. But once you take off, everyone up there has to come down.
Yeah.
And we like to control landings. We like to control how many get in to a certain space. You know, when I'm landing my aircraft, I don't necessarily, I'm not a performer out here, much respect to the performers,
no doubt.
But like if you had an aircraft and I'm having an aircraft, we're not performers. We don't want to land at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So we want plenty of space. So basically I just tell them, hey, we've got thunderstorms crossing the Ohio-Pennsylvania line, all of that air traffic coming from California, coming from Chicago, coming from Wisconsin, coming from Texas might have to be impacted because there's only so much space between that very important airspace crossing that in order to get those big northeast terminals.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your scope is different than what we're both looking at en route conditions,
mm-hmm.
and you know where I'm at the Aviation Weather Center, it's SIGMETS and kind of the heads up for some of the different threats. Yours is hands on, talking every day with folks at the command center to let the FAA know on the large scale, not at individual airports,
right?
What you're dealing with,
and
you're basically keeping that flow in check so that you're not getting piled up too heavy somewhere or then having further impacts?
On occasion, like, I mean, I've been here, I've been focused on Wisconsin and Oshkosh in general, but so I'm not intimately familiar with the entire NAS, the National Airspace System, today. But, you know, occasionally our focus is on a certain part of the country or a certain airport, you know, and I'd like to present some other challenges. There are some things that we cannot change about that impact air traffic. There is something called geography, very important out west, but also very important in places like Florida. You know, you look at Florida on a map, it's kind of jutting out there into the ocean. If your if your plane is not rated properly that you can't take over water routes, then you kind of have to go into that skinny neck of North Florida, go across places like Gainesville, Ocala, Jacksonville. And
the funnel effect.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of traffic going into South Florida, going to visit Mickey Mouse, and so forth. So, you know, that is a choke point. Likewise, all those planes getting into the big airports of the DC Mets, Philadelphia is a big terminal, Boston, and all the New York airports.
Yeah, right.
And I know a lot of you have flown into places like LaGuardia, JFK, Newark, but there's also something called Teterboro, which most of these people know about because it's a big GA center. So I think Teterboro is a what they call a Core 30 airport. FAA has kind of identified these airports that impact the NAS in such a way that it's major.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. So how many NAMs are there, and what does your kind of your workday look like?
Sure. So we have six on staff regularly, and we have three shifts a day. In general, we have what we call day one responsibilities, and that's looking for the decisions of the day. You know, is the airspace going to flow across the Midwest today when we've got thunderstorms over Wisconsin, or not over Wisconsin, but over parts of Wisconsin, that sort of thing. We also have, we're looking at terminal forecasts, specific terminals. And in some cases, we might branch out into TRACONs. Like, in general, the weather at JFK and the weather at LaGuardia are fairly similar. Occasionally, we can, what I like to call, get fancy with the tasks. And, okay, it's going to come from the south, so it'll hit JFK first and then go to LaGuardia. But so we'll kind of treat that as one. I'm sure a lot of people have heard the term N90 out there. That is the New York City Area Airport TRACON. Mm-hmm. So a big facility out there. So we're working, you know, specifically briefing terminal specialists about the individual Core 30 tasks. I will say sometimes during big events, we branch off into specific airports.
Oh, and you do?
I can guarantee that the Oshkosh TAF is being briefed this week. In fact, it started being briefed just as I was leaving because of all the GA traffic coming to this part of the country. So it's a big deal for Chicago Center, Mini Center, as well as just, you know, the NAS in general.
Okay.
Likewise, Mitch, are you a sports fan?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
All right. Well, Super Bowl traffic.
Yeah. Sure.
A whole nother level of, you know, Taylor Swift and company, football teams, a lot of corporate planes.
Right.
It just fills the airport. It fills the airspace. Likewise, you know, we're in Big Ten country. So you wouldn't think, but there's a big game in Madison coming up
Ohio
in September.
State's in town. Yeah.
Ohio State's in town. Bama's coming in September, so forth. So that becomes like a little choke point. So we'll brief those tasks. So we talked about the TAF set, the terminal specialists, and great people in FAA. I love working with them.
That's awesome.
They're so smart. And then you have the severe specialists. And when I got to the command center in Virginia, I was like, what is a severe specialist? Well, it's basically their term for convection. They work with routing. Their specialty is to get your plane going somewhere that avoids all the things you don't want to meet, like a thunderstorm, like turbulence, like hail, like icing, so forth. So, I work with them for routing. Some routing boulevards, avenues, are more important for the NAS than others.
Right. Just letting you know.
It's kind of like, okay, we got a choke point on Farm Road XX in whatever county in Minnesota versus I-41.
Right. Interesting.
You're gonna give the time to I-41 because that's gonna impact the most amount of people.
Right. Wes, can you believe that was 12 minutes that just went by? Wes was so excited to come do this because he has his background is in radio. He said, I'm here, I'm in my element, I'm with my people. What am I doing forecasting weather?
Yeah.
Oh man, Wes, it was great to talk to you.
Always.
And I wish we had a lot more time, but we'll have to call it there. So maybe next year, sir. Anyway, great to have you. He's, again, a NAM Hangar D over at the IFP is where you can talk more with Wes.
So exactly.
Head on over there if you can. All right, we'll see you tomorrow at another Weather Knots. Till then.